A year after a plan to restore elk to western Wisconsin was completed, chronic wasting disease was discovered in Wisconsin. Department of Natural Resources wildlife biologist Michelle Windsor says that delayed reintroduction of the animals. There was hope for progress after CWD was found not to have spread from southern Wisconsin, but the project has yet to move forward. Still, Windsor says she believes there's a chance to bring elk back if more testing this fall shows the brain wasting disease found in deer isn't found to have spread.
Obviously, CWD elk are susceptible to the disease, and so, you know, we have concerns with making sure that we bring animals in that are healthy and that, you know, if we're going to put forth this much effort to reintroduce a species to make sure that they stay healthy within the state.
Windsor says the state is beginning talks with a large Canadian preserve at Elk Island, Alberta. She says the Canadian elk have had no disease problems. She says the Black River State Forest in Jackson County, where elk would be settled, is adjacent to 196,000 acres of public land. The area also encompasses Clark, Wood, and Monroe counties. She says elk could be brought to the Black River State Forest at the end of 2007 or early 2008. But the DNR's big game specialist, Keith Warnke, says even the 2008 date may be a bit optimistic.
The earliest that we may be able to bring elk in at the very earliest looks like it would be the winter in 2008, in January, February 2008. But I think that would be a very optimistic estimate. I realistically expect it will take at least another year.
Warnke says the DNR is still committed to the project, but it's important to foster public participation and cooperation. Warnke says the DNR still wants to bring back the elk, but he says it's not a foregone conclusion that will happen. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.